Joining us now for our look at the agricultural weather is Mark Russo from Chesapeake Energy in Chicago. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Dave.
I want to start with this little storm that we may have coming over hard red winter wheat country in the western Corn Belt.
Yep.
And I want to ask you, because I've read that it might be something with greater precipitation or maybe a more rain than you might anticipate at this time of year. I'm wondering if it could be the start of something good in that, and we're time shifting a little bit storms, and they might be starting a little bit earlier and then than usual, and this might be the start of a regular pattern.
Well, I think you need to break things down here between the Plains Hard Red Belt and the Midwest. Over the past few weeks, we've seen some systems come through both the Plains and the Midwest. They've been much bigger precip producers in areas of the Midwest and on into the Mississippi River Valley, particularly the Delta region. But they've been kind of poor producers in areas of the Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt. And we think more of that is coming up here over the next several weeks. We still have opportunities for precip, but the systems coming through, they're not moving slow enough to really bog down across the southwestern U.S., which would actually promote much bigger precip totals in areas of the hard red belt. But, you know, something's better than nothing here, and so it's certainly a better pattern than what they saw starting off the winter or back in the late fall, which they're, you know, terribly dry, not only in the plains but here in the Midwest. But this pattern is certainly more favorable here relative to what it was. But it's going to take some time still to make up these precip or soil moisture deficits and things.
Because usually around what, the 1st of March, a little bit later, you begin to ask yourself, are we beginning to see some sort of a trend change?
Right, right. And what we'd like to see is, again, these storm systems really getting bogged down across the southwestern U.S. and into the southern plains. That would be the biggest precip events here and would, to us, at least signal a more of a pattern change for that area.
And then just very quickly, then a little bit on Argentina, please.
Yeah, Argentina's beginning to see a little bit more precip here down the road. Some of that is still strictly in model, computer model space here, but it's looking like as we get into the second half of the month, at least the overall pattern across Argentina will begin to become more favorable for some rain development. No sign of it reversing here and getting into a wetter than normal pattern, but the opportunities, the storm systems or fronts that will be tracking across Argentina during the second half of February just look to be better precip producers relative to the past few weeks, which have been, you know, one of the driest time frames here, January and early February, is the past 10 years.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.